in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island. My name is Stephen Godfrey. I'm on social media at 38 Godfrey. It's Twitter. No one's on there anymore. Stephen Godfrey on Blue Sky. I have an active Threads account. I feel like I'm sort of sharing something in a recovery circle by saying that, but we're trying to promote this company, and I guess if I just copy and paste stuff to Threads, it's going to do something. No idea what. I'm on LinkedIn. This is getting more depressing. Go to phantomisland.show and support this program so I don't have to be on Threads or LinkedIn. Let me tell you what's it called? Something Stack Marketing says about Hitler invading Poland. LinkedIn is unhinged. It is deeply concerning. Terrifying. There are a lot of bad corners of the internet, but LinkedIn is probably the glossiest and initially maybe the most innocuous seeming. Just mortifying. But yeah, you can follow me on LinkedIn. I'm there. I'm still trying to find my buddy. I got on LinkedIn initially to find my buddy. His name is Drew Fulmer. I still have not found this fella. And if you're deep in the Phantom Island Godfrey lore, I run my whole life off of an iPad Air. And so I have different laptops that are hooked up for podcasting or video purposes for the different gigs I have. But I carry, like, my travel carry is an iPad Air. And everything, all the different corners of what I do, plus like all my family and life stuff, all centralized on this iPad Air. And then I also use it for like reading stuff, watching stuff, obviously. And I left it on an international flight on the way to a wedding. And Delta, it was just gone. It was just in the ether. And stupidly, I had some stuff that was not backed up that was on the hard drive of that. Well, I guess you don't have a hard drive on an iPad. You have a SSD? I don't, who cares? Anyway. About 3 or 4 months later, my guy Drew is for sure a Fullcast listener. So I guess I have to thank the Fullcast. And found this bad boy in the, like, lost in, there's a lost and found warehouse in Delta, and it's somewhere in near Jacksonville, Alabama, like Jacksonville State, where Rich Rod coached last year. And it's like an unspecified thing. The reason I knew this was, I knew that from research, but the iPad flew back to Atlanta, and I was tracking the ping the entire time that, like, it was giving off on the Find My, and then I got a room away from it in Atlanta, and I even sweet talked a Delta employee into letting me into it, or like a restricted room that was just filled. It looked like the last scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark. But it was somewhere in there, but I couldn't hear. I was like pinging it, but it wasn't pinging back. And then finally they made me leave. Anyways, and I lost it for 4 months. And my guy found it and sent it back with a lovely note that I had on like a Delta postcard. And I saved it. I have it laminated because it was just such an act of kindness. But I was never been able to find Drew Fulmer. I went on LinkedIn, and he has a LinkedIn profile, but I pinged him, and I sent him a message, a DM, but he hasn't responded. I was going to give Drew Fulmer, still offer, still stands, lifetime subscription to Phantom Island. Save my carcass, buddy. But he hasn't responded yet, so if anyone knows Drew Fulmer in Alabama, bring it on, dude. He had mentioned in the note that he... I think he had been an Everyday Should Be Saturday reader, and that had kind of found me in the original Vox SB Nation Nexus. And then, yeah, so pretty crazy because he said hello at 38 Godfrey in the note. And yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, don't be on LinkedIn unless you're looking for someone to thank. Otherwise, it's gonna rot and poison your brain. Has anyone ever found a job like successfully on that? I don't know. Anyways, this episode's not about LinkedIn. This is the single wing, which is why I'm already in a rambling state. So buckle up. If this is your first episode of the single wing on Phantom Island, it's just me. That's it. So apologies or congrats, probably the former. I will answer your questions about sports, which is usually just the football, because that's what people ask me about is the football. And then we will get into some off sports topic questions at the end. If you're only here, if you're an industry type and you're just here for football insider knowledge, you'll get that up front, and then you'll hear me start talking about something related to life or someone asking for advice or something to do with pop culture, and you can tune out with the safe and warm knowledge that there were no more interesting breaking news college football industry nuggets that you're missing, okay? So I do that as a courtesy. I don't finish every podcast. I'm trying to be of service. Not everybody wants to hear my opinions on James Gunn movies. But some of you do, and I love you the most. I love you the most. You. Specifically. I don't think I could do ASMR. I don't think I have a good enough voice. Ew. All right, we're going to get down to it. If you are just a member, just a subscriber on the free feed, just a normal podcast listener, this podcast is about to cut off. And you can listen to the rest of it at phantomisland.show. You can subscribe. You can get all the content. You can also do the subscription tier where I think it's called Supporter Plus, which was just the default name on Memberful. It's not anything that clearly is something that clever we didn't come up with. But you can ask questions. You can submit questions for this show. You can also suggest topics for Phantom Island. You can do lots of stuff. That tier is going to have a little bit more interactivity to it as other projects come out. Because we are sort of in coaching season, and because a lot of these questions are like time sensitive, I need to go ahead and state for the record, it is Tuesday, September 30th. You will probably be hearing this on the subsequent Friday, which is like October something, 3rd. I will be on the road on assignment for us, for Phantom Island, for the program you're supporting. If you go to phantomisland.show and subscribe today for one of our big projects, one of our upcoming series, the only thing I can tell you is that we are working on a follow-up. So more content, maybe not a whole full season, but some standalone content for Who Killed College Football. We are working on a full narrative scripted miniseries in the world of college football. And then we are working on another project that has football in it, but is unlike anything that we have done at Phantom Island or anything that I did. It's nothing like anything I ever did at Split Zone Duo or PAPN. It's ambitious. It's big. It's international. And so I'm working on that project for the next couple of days. If you want to be the first person to hear about it, obviously, phantomisland.show. I'm really excited. This is one that, the idea started in 2000, and I think the first time I had a conversation about this idea was 2018, and did a little work on it before the pandemic started, and then it's just been one of those things in the quiver, I guess, and I'm so excited to be working on it. It's ambitious. It's crazy. It's hopeful. I'm really pumped. I'm really pumped. And so going to be gone this week. So won't affect your feed. Won't affect anything that you're doing or listening. You'll be listening to this as I am traveling. But I'm really excited. And I only am stating this now because it is Tuesday, just in case anything happens between Tuesday and Friday. If something super crazy were to happen, I will try to stitch something in from the road. Obviously, we're not expecting that, but we never are. That's why it's super crazy and unexpected. So, yeah, it's Tuesday midday as I record this. Let's go ahead and jump in. First question. I think I didn't mean to do this, but we got some ACC flavor on this one, a little overall ACC flavor. Dustin. Has Tony Elliott coached himself off the hot seat? Beating Florida State seems big, and the schedule seems really promising. Would 6-6 with a win over Virginia Tech be enough at this point? Furthermore, do you think that more non-P2 programs are going to grant coaches longer leashes? All right, you want to hear me answer that question? You want to talk about the coaching hot seat? You want to talk about what's going on in the ACC? You want to talk about really anything that you want to talk about? You can submit a question. Become a subscriber today at phantomisland.show.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.